Okay, welcome everybody. Akasha here, Nan Akasha, and I'm super excited to be here with you for another of our Bliss Life Global Healing Series. And today on Awaken Your Intuitive Gifts, we have an amazing guest, Tracy L. Clark. And you're going to be inspired and amazed by this woman's story. So the idea of elevating your life is quite literal. When you see her, you won't even believe that some of the things that she's been through. So let's go ahead and take a peek at who Tracy is. So she came into this world sick and riddled with ailments. She was born with her legs and her hips disconnected. I don't even know what pectus subectum means. And her stomach valve was closed shut and a damaged nervous system that caused excruciating pain. Throughout her life, she experienced three near-death experiences. Sickness, illness, and disease were a part of everyday life since her birth. At the age of five, Tracy was kidnapped, and this extremely traumatic experience began to open her gifts. You can just imagine. In case you hadn't noticed, frequently you notice people with dramatic lives, traumatic lives, painful lives, people with pain, emotional pain or abuse, all kinds of these really unusual experiences that we would typically call negative are the things that burst us open to our gifts, to our truth, allow us to break down the old or the way that other people are doing things and really tune into why we're here. So at 17 years ago, Tracy made the decision to leave a marriage that no longer served her with two little girls. And at this time, she was told her body was shutting down again. This was her wake-up call. It was time to wake up or check out for good. So today, Tracy has for you on our Bliss Life Global Healing page, you can get her free gift, which is one simple tool, a quick way to reset the body. And this tool she's used with thousands of people to help them start to become more centered and clear in your busy life, in case you have a busy life or you feel like you don't have a busy life because of the pandemic, but you're overwhelmed with it in some way. And many people have reported less anxiety, clearer during the day, a better sense of direction in their life. Your body is brilliant and knows what to do once you learn to talk and connect to it. So your body also has an awareness to work with you, not against you. Yay! However, the program you're given from birth is that the body is not brilliant and that you were never taught how to connect to it to create what you desire or start to heal, right? We're told to tell someone else and they'll tell us what to do. We're really rarely, given the power or the respect, I think, right, to trust our own bodies. So we know very little about the body if you really think about it. She had to repair her own very sick body via energy work after I had exhausted every other area. Using this tool will help you to take a breath, stay focused, become more clear, and remember the more you use it, the more it will work for you. So thank you so much, Tracy, for being here. I'm so excited for this.
I'm so happy to be here. We'll have some fun today.
Yes, absolutely. So go ahead and start sharing about this amazing journey. You know, it really should be a movie or a book or something.
Yeah. Well, we wrote a book. I do have one. God, where are you? It's me. You know, I wrote the book finally because people, it was weird, probably like 10 years ago, people were saying, you got to write a book. You got to write a book. Well, and anybody knows about writing a book, you got to write the book when you're ready. When I always say the God of your understanding, which is different for everybody, universe divine, but I had to be ready and ready to really share the story. One of the things I realized when I wrote the book though, is there's things we go through, but when you write a book about what you went through, there's a whole other emotional release, you know, that comes from it that I was even caught off guard. I'm like, wow, you know, when I finished the final chapter and I'm like, I'm just bawling on the floor going, okay, there's another release of letting this go. And I think that people forget that even though we maybe come through something or we've changed something in our life or we're in a different direction, we have so many memories in our body and at different times, right? They can come up, they can be ready to be released. And I think over this last, especially with the pandemic, people have had time to go in and really check in with themselves and say, you know, what do I really need to change? And hopefully my desire, why I do what I do and wrote the book, is I don't want people to get to the point where I got to, where I literally was on my hands and knees. I call it my come to Jesus moment, whatever you want to call it, because I didn't know where else to turn. And I was just begging if there's any kind of solutions, because I had exhausted all the experts. They're like, no more to do, live in pain, live like this. And that was all I'd heard since birth. And I believe that now, when this, with this Aquarius age, we're heading into the place where people are going to really start to realize their gifts. And this is a perfect time to realize how powerful you are. And if people got the message for this pandemic, it is stop giving away your power and realize how brilliant your body is. And even when I started this journey, people said I was crazy. They said, I'm insane. Why are you doing that? And I know right now, people are probably hearing that all the time. What do you mean you don't want to do that? What do you mean you're not following the crowd? Well, I always say, if you follow the crowd, you're not going to get changed. You got to go within and do something. Even when everyone else tells you don't do it, you know, with your connection, you know. And so, yeah, I like what you said in the opening, pain, suffering. I'm like, that's why I kept dying. I'm like, take me out. I don't want to be here. Why did I come like this? And you know, you keep getting sent back in and you're like, just let me leave, because the other side's really nice.
Right? Really nice. I know. You're just getting to the peace and everything. And yeah. You know, I know that I did my thing. I tried to please everybody and work really hard and achieve everything. And then when I had my first breakdown, my business closed, nobody paid their bills and everything like that. And it was a complete deconstruction of my beliefs and my reality. And I didn't understand. And that's when you do turn around and you say, okay, I got to find something different, because everything I was told, everything I know, it didn't work, or it's not working for me. And of course, now I think it's one of the wonderful moments, but at the time it doesn't seem like it.
It is the most brilliant moment, but it's hard. It is hard to go against the grain. And it's like that wake up of what everything I learned is maybe half true or not true. And you start going kind of down this rabbit hole to figure out what works for you. And it is a scary place. I always think people think, you know, you hear them, oh, if you wake up and, you know, it's just rainbows and unicorns. Well, it can be, guys. When you get to the other side, it is on a lot of levels, but it doesn't mean it's a journey. So you go up and down. And I think that's the biggest misconception people have, because it was painful to unravel those belief systems. It was painful to look inside and go, oh my God, I do that. I got to stop. Like you said, people pleasing. Oh girl, I was right there with you. Like I would look at them and I'd say, how are they going to react, and try to decipher how they were going to react before I would react. Yeah. And that created I had diverticulitis and irritable bowel and ulcers at the age of 5, because I was doing that from birth. The age of 5, like when a 5-year-old shows up with that, you know, something is seriously wrong in that environment.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, isn't it, that we also tend to believe or be conditioned that the people who love us know what's best for us, or people who are considered experts know what's best for us. And it's nice to have the support of people who love us. And yet when we're on this journey and most of the people around us don't get it, and we want to go a different direction, there is the criticism, the bullying. There's just, it's almost constant. Sometimes I have a client who got cancer and chose to heal herself and not do chemo and all of that. And she was bullied by the doctors, bullied by her family, just relentlessly. She had to get up every day and decide over and over again, no, this is the right thing for me to do. And then there's the doubt and the fear, and you feel like, why doesn't anyone support me? And like you said, I think that that's happening now, this breakdown that started a while ago, but last year we could really see it. People are having to step back and choose what is the best path for you, despite the panic and the fear and the overwhelming pressure. Talk a little bit more about that. I mean, even when you were so young, having to go within and decide, no, this is okay.
Well, it is scary, because I went down that path myself. I actually had already been 5 years into my work, so I knew enough to share nothing. I was like, I'm only going to share it. So I had my one doctor who, I was blessed in the sense, because my main doctor, she had already seen so many things unfold. She's like, I do not even understand what you're doing, but I can't discount it, because I don't understand how your body is repairing. Like, this should not be possible. And so I was blessed, and I said, okay, we'll do it both ways, but year to a day. And they do, they shame, they bully, it's our way or the highway. And I think right now, like a lot of light workers and many people here, they're tired, and they're tired because we're having to hold this line. And this is what happens when you wake up, because you realize, I call it the laundry, you're the laundry cleaner of the family. I don't know if anybody's heard that, but I always like, you come into a family to change the paradigm, to change the way we are. And I always deem it as a laundry cleaner. So, you know, we're trying to fit, and you're usually, we're the ones that go, we don't fit in this family. Like, why are we here? And eventually you realize you don't want to clean their laundry anymore. You're not going to clean it. Like, you're done. Right. And you're like, I am not cleaning your laundry. Go do your own laundry. I'm tired. And, but that, and again, you do get to that point. And right now it is weary. It's hard. Like I really went within and went, okay, if I'm going to create my connection to the God of my understanding, do the energy work, figure out what is toxic. You know, you got, you're ending relationships. You're walking away from maybe careers, friends, family. And my little Persian's coming to say hi.
I know, I love
it. He loves people. Oh. He is 10 years old and he is a purebred, and we rescued him. And he loves when I do work. He sends so much energy. So we'll let him join us.
What's his name?
His name's Cloud.
Hi, Cloud.
Oh. He's like, can I send love to everyone, please?
Yes, please.
Like, yes, we'll take all your animal love. His little friends over there.
Cats but are amazing healers.
Yeah, they, you know, I got animals all over my home. I love them all, dogs, cats. But it is, you know, what I say to people, part of the energy of the heavy energy, even that we're in now, and I realized this so long ago, and I believe for many of us that woke up, like now I was like, it says 70, I'm like, wow, I'm in my 18th year. And even 18, 20 years ago, we were deemed as really weird, right? Really weird. But we were all prepping for this day, because you can be weary right now going through this as light workers looking around. And what I learned is the shame that people were giving me back then, and that I see now so strong, it was their own fear that what if they have something they're saying that is actually right? What if, so that's where the shaming comes from, and it can beat you down, right? It can be like, not to get to in the space, this whole conversation, do you take this medicine or don't you? And if you, I say to people, go within, because it's testing people's intuitions right now. And that's the part that can make you weary. But I keep saying, just keep going, hold steady. I see all these bodies right now just holding steady, like arm in arm around the world. Like, we're just holding the light. We're just holding no matter what the narrative is. And when the narrative gets to you, and when I went through my process, as the narrative was getting to me, I spent a lot of time on my own with my children, just with the people I knew would support me. And people said, why are you aloof? Why aren't you coming around? My family, I'm like, because I just need my time. And they didn't know all that was going on. And I think even nowadays, we need to be in communities like this. We need to be surrounded any way possible, because you're going to get the doubt. And one of the things you said was doubt. Not, if we have 99% belief, and even that 1% doubt creates that energy field to open just a little bit. I call it, you know, whether you want to call it dark energy, draconian energy, but I don't care what you call it, but that leaves an opening for it to try to seep in. And you shouldn't doubt yourself ever. You know, so strongly.
We're so programmed for it though, right? If you think about the way our schools were structured and everything, the, you know, wrong, and the, a lot of teachers, unfortunately, really are not balanced emotionally. Let's say that way, they're not there to encourage and hold a space. And so people start to retreat. They don't want to speak up. They don't want to be laughed at. They don't want to be ridiculed. And I even know people who think they're stupid, and they're not. They're incredibly brilliant. And everybody being the same way, everybody having to act the same way, it's ridiculous. We're like this vast, enormous, you know, number of people who are so brilliantly different. So when I know, I've been a healer for 35 years. And so in the olden days, people would send me a snail mail, you know,
yeah, I know,
a little piece of hair in it, you know, like from the other side of the world. They didn't know when I got it. They didn't know when I did the healing. I'd send the yeah. mail back. You know, it was quite stunning compared to now. People kind of go, what? You know? But it was always, I mean, bar none, I was doing radionics, which is frequency work, like Rife work and numbers work. And, you know, some people have heard of it now, but back then, and they were like, I've tried everything. mm-hmm. right? I have tried everything and I finally found you. And I want to, you know, maybe you can share some stories. I want to really encourage people. This is not a bad thing. You know, there's this pop song that I don't remember what it's called, but I thought this one line was brilliant. Maybe all the doors were closed to lead you to the right one, right? To the one that was right. And so when these things happen there, it's always guidance. It's always an opportunity, you know, to turn around and go, maybe there's something different, and stretch further and stretch further. And yes, it can be painful. We're not here. Unfortunately, I did used to think we were here for bliss and rainbows and happiness. Yeah. And if I wasn't having that every minute of every day, then I was doing something wrong and I wasn't good enough, right? Yeah. So, dive into that a little more about, like you said, if you're weary and you're tired and you don't feel supported and you're looking for the answer, yet maybe there's a new place to look.
Yeah. And there's a place to also set up boundaries and just set up, you got to have really good boundaries right now. Like I would say, whatever you're taking in with your eyes or your energy field or your ears, like just have really good boundaries and be okay to say, you know what, we're not going to have this conversation, or can we change the conversation? And it's really important to strengthen and ground that energy field. And to, I did a show the other day on my radio show about watching for the signs. And I think it's so important right now too, because people are taught to watch for the signs by repetitive numbers seem to be the one everyone's been doing forever, right? But I said, expand beyond that. Like, oh, repetitive number, that's a sign. No, you're getting signs 24/7 all day long. Spirit is talking to all of us like never before. And why do you think this pandemic isn't stopping? It's not stopping because the dark are like, people are waking up. People are noticing. People are paying attention. So they're pushing a little bit harder. And when I say watch with the signs, and even, you know, and then you listen within. Even when I started this journey, it was funny. My sister, who has nothing to do with what we would all talk about, she semi does, but back then she's like, you guys are totally weird. And she went to a meditation. Oh my God, that was horrible. This crazy woman was there. You're not, it's probably for you. You're crazy. So anyways, I met this woman and I'm like, well, she feels good. I went in, felt really good. And I said, well, it feels good. I'm going to go try her. I don't care how crazy you think. Well, she ended up being my mentor. She's no longer with us today, but she was my mentor. She's the reason I'm alive today. And I was like, and that was a sign, right? That was a sign that she's like, oh, she's crazy. She's crazy. She's out of the box. Okay. I'll go see her. You know, like I'll try, I was trying anything. And she did become my mentor and is the reason that I am here today and do what I do today. And even in today's world, it's like people, if you watch for the different signs, so like, you've heard something or you've said something and it comes, maybe you turn the TV on and they're reflecting that back to you, pay attention. Or even in the media right now, we don't watch mainstream media, but if you flip it on for 2 minutes, you can see the light coming in. You can see them seeding good news in there. And then you can turn it off and go, okay, there was a sign I needed. That was that good sign. Like one of the ones I like to use right now in my community is there was a quick article that came in about how some of the certain medicines were saline. And I said, but if you can see, some of them have been replaced with saline, with placebos that they talked about. How many, we don't know, but it has. So it's like, there's another sign. Don't get so scared. We're moving in the right direction. And this is something where people have to start expanding now outside of what they're looking for. Because if you're always saying, I always say, thank you, God, show me a creative miracle, or show me the sign, or what do I need to see today? Or show me the truth about this. I love teaching this to people, like show me the truth about this person or this place or this thing and let it go. Watch what comes back. You will be like, wow. Or you can even say, truthfully, did you do that? And then they go, oh no, why did I just tell you that? Because you wanted the truth. And it's coming out more. And on our journey though, it's easy to say, I'm out of here. It's easy to say, I'm done. It's easy to say, this is hard work. It's easy to say, I'm giving up, because that's what the enemy or the dark energy wants you to do right now. They want you to give up and go follow the sheep and say, this is nonsense. But you and I know, and everyone on this call at the core, when we tune in, we're like, we've won. We just got to be patient. Every light worker is getting their patience tested right now. Like, do not fear. We will strengthen you all for more patience. It's okay.
Yeah, that's a hard one too. I remember in the early days when I was learning all these different things, and I started saying, well, yeah, I really probably should have more patience. And then you get some real lessons, right? So, you know, I don't think I want to learn patience anymore.
It's like the perfect timing, right? People are like, I'm giving up because that didn't happen on my time. And I remind them, I'm like, this is a journey. So if everything happened tomorrow, so our timing, the universe doesn't care about our timing. It's the universe's timing.
And that's what causes a lot of the pain and struggle, right? Is the idea that, oh, I'm not doing it right. Or why didn't it happen yet? Or how come it didn't come in this way? Or why didn't it come faster? Or why do I have to go through this? And when we ask those questions, we keep getting repetitions of the responses of why we need it, which could be the block, right? Or the pain or the fear. And so you're asking for that versus what you were saying is ask for, well, what's the truth? I finally learned at one point to say, what's underneath that? Mm-hmm. And what's underneath that? And what's underneath that?
Yeah. And you have to, because I think, like I said, right now we're in this huge upheaval of this energy for 2000 years crumbling. And it's hard to celebrate that when you're going outside. I live in a place that's the most locked down, one of the most locked down places in the world right now. And it is. Yeah. And and where we are. And they're like, another 2 weeks. And I'm looking at these people and I'm like, wow, if people could see what I see when I watch them, which comes off of their bodies, everybody would be out in the street going, go away, we don't want you anymore. But again, it's an awakening process, right? And it's this, and because, which people don't understand sometimes when they're shifting energy, the reason we are being hit so hard is because, well, one, there's a lot of, it's a very complacent country. So one, they're forcing them to wake up. People don't realize that. They're just like, make it end. And the other is there's been a lot of unfortunate things happen in the country because we're seen as so complacent and nice that they've been able to push under the ground. So that is coming to light. So I always say to people, you know, sometimes when we go through our energy shifts or we're healing our bodies or we're manifesting something, you forget, you're looking right here, or I haven't seen it yet, but you're forgetting the things that are unseen over here that are happening with spirit or that happening in your life or on a global scale. Like, In 2000, and I always say by the time we get to 2025 to 2030, it'll be the big rebuild, right? And that's for your life too. Like this is the biggest, and you know this, and the biggest manifesting time ever. Again, why they keep shutting people down, because you're the heroes of your life now. Like I keep saying this, the creative energy that can be, you know, seeded in your world right now is higher than ever before. It's magical.
It is. It's phenomenal when you're able to, it's not even a reframe. It's just to look deeper, be more present, right, in the moment and say, okay, there's the mask, there's the facade, there's the beliefs, there's the traditions, there's, you know, these things that are layers of things that I have taken on, I believe in. And so I see them. And it all has to change. Mm-hmm. I used to study butterflies and the metamorphosis process because it absolutely fascinated to me that a physical being could completely change their physical body, right? And what happens? Well, the caterpillar might be going, what the hell? You know, I could crawl, I could chew, I could do all this stuff. I know who I am. And now there's nothing about me that I recognize. And if we actually embrace that, what if there was nothing that you recognize, but that essence within? Because inside the cocoon, nothing's taken out, nothing's added.
No,
it's just melted down to goo. And then the internal, the imaginal cell, it's called, right, is what starts to give. It's like what's in the seed. How can a seed sit forever and then suddenly get water and grow? Because it's holding the truth, right? The true codes of what we have, like you and your body. You know, I've been in healing work for so long. I've done so many different kinds of energy work and work and homeopathic doctor, all these different things, because I kept wanting to know, well, there has to be a way for this to happen. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that you learned about the body and how it heals?
Well, one of the things that people forget to talk about, and I get when we get in this space, a lot of people are just, okay, just their connection. Yes, you need your connection. But I would say you have the God of your understanding, you have Mother Earth, and you're in between. And everything we have in this world, including your body, is just rented for a period of time. Like it's all going, like it's leaving. It's not staying. You're going to leave. So look at it as just a temporary. So one of the things, you know, when I always say too, when you look at things that are leaving in your life, so say you're getting rid of an old couch, you're getting a new couch, or then you'll get a new one. Well, your body does the same thing. And we're the basic nutshell I like to say to people is your respiratory area. Now, I always go deeper into the organs because you have everything for a reason. Why aren't we taught how the flow of life goes through your cells, how your body is receiving information? Every organ, I drives me nuts when I hear doctors say, you don't need that organ. If you didn't need it, you wouldn't have been born with it.
Exactly.
Like your body is brilliant. It will find its way around. If it needs to, if you take something out, you have an energetic organ and you have a physical organ, as you know. So what I started to learn was, oh my gosh, every organ has a responsibility. So the basic one, people say liver processes anger. No, your liver processes every emotion. Anger primary, but it processes everything. So right there alone, every organ. And so I would say the central nervous system is sort of like the motherboard, right? With your heart drive being the board. Like you can get a heart replacement and then you're going to get everybody else's emotions, but you can't function without your heart. You can function with different pieces of your body, cut off, moved, the body figures out, because that's your heart drive. It holds all that information. And when people start to realize that every organ, when it gets overloaded and it's full of capacity of emotions, it pushes it to somewhere else. So even though your pancreas may be blowing up with diabetes, that's where it's ended. And that's what they end up treating. But 99% of the time, it's not in the pancreas. It's just telling you, I have no more joy. I'm exhausted. You've exhausted me. You're not listening to me. So now you're going to listen to me. Now I'm going to give you something that's going to make you listen to me. And because for me, I was born with so much stuff. I just thought sickness was like, I thought everybody was sick, actually. I thought everybody was depressed. I thought everybody was miserable. I thought everybody had drama and trauma in there. I just thought that's what it was, normal. And then I'm like, wait a minute. So three things I like to say with people in the body, if I can leave them with something very simple, is the respiratory. The area of the respiratory is where we breathe in life. This is our life force energy. So look at the virus right now that they've actually targeted our breath, our breathing in life. It's small, but it's there, right? And then the digestive area is where we process our life. So all those organs are working together on some level to process our life. And then our elimination system and our reproductive is our power zone. That's our career, your money. A lot of times I was talking about one of our academies that your power zone goes down, your intimacy levels shift out, the sexual space leaves because it's been so tainted over thousands of years, because that's how you really create and all talks back up. So when the digestive, respiratory, and reproductive get kicked off, and think of all the organs within those, when they get kicked off, then usually something energetically in your life is not flowing, because it's also symbolizing back to you that, wait a minute, there's something here that needs to be disconnected. So, and removed, and then you can replace it through. So I always remind people, even if you've had things taken out, you have an energetic organ and a physical organ, and you can work with both. I've seen people's organs grow back, which is really cool. How come we don't hear that in mainstream media, right? Yeah. Like, it can be possible. It is possible. You can do it.
Even the brain, you know, even when they started saying, oh, you could regrow this or that, but not the brain. Yes, you can.
You can. Yeah. And you can rewire. Like when I was born with the bad nerve system, and I was also born without all my eye teeth. So I was like, had no eye teeth. So what they did was they constructed at that time eye teeth, and they put a hole, my whole roof of my mouth was filled with a mercury plate, like bolted in. Yeah. For like many years, which you imagine I had lead mercury poisoning off the charts, and my whole body would go like this all the time. People would think I was having seizures. That's the last part, because that's also the connection, right, to the heart. So it was interesting when I got older and I was able to, because it was very expensive to take out and have to redo. So I'm like, oh my God. So I saved my pennies. Here I go. But when I started doing the energy work, it was amazing how many people were going, how are you even functioning? So my with the scans and everything we were doing, you know, all the fun toys that you can have to read all this stuff, it literally rewired around. And I remember my mentor, she's like reading this and she goes, this is, I've never seen this. She goes, your body has totally rewired around that metal. And it was thick. Like imagine not being able to feel anything but a, you know, a 2-inch piece of mercury metal from the back to the front of your mouth. Like we know the effects of that and the poisoning of that in the body. And it was pretty intense. So it rewired. I've even worked with people and seen other people. Even my mentor taught me this. She had clients, and this is where she had taught me, where they were in comas and they said the brain isn't gonna come back, and it rewired and the kids talking and out they go. I've seen it. Like it's incredible what the body can do. And why don't we teach kids that in school? Like that's one of my missions, is to get back in the schools and teach these kids through our non-denominational ministry space, to teach them how brilliant their body is, because then they can repair themselves very quickly. They'll know what they need.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen that. I had a school when my kids were little that was all based on all this wonderful spiritual energy work and everything. And we had, and I also read about a lady in New Mexico who had a school. And it's fascinating because, like you said, if you teach kids, I think Reiki should be kindergarten or in the house. It's just like turn on the faucet, right? But if you do, I read early on in my journey, I read about pre-internet. I read about a boy, I think he was in Australia or somewhere.
Yeah.
Who had lost a finger or a hand or toe, mm-hmm. maybe, I can't mm-hmm. remember. And it could be on internet, I don't know now. But he grew up playing with lizards that would drop their tail if they were threatened and regrow it. Mm-hmm. So he was young enough that he played with these lizards and he just thought that was normal. So when he lost this part of his body, he regrew it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And his parents didn't even know, that weren't even the ones telling him you can do that. He did. And the kids would run over when somebody would fall down, instead of us going, oh no, and pouring poison on it, you know, everyone would run over and put their hands on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? And see the healing. And it, you know, we do know it's hard to grasp. I know, because I've been working with this for a long time as a hypnotherapist with people, but if you can rewire and start to believe at some level, what you believe is true. And this is with the damage of the medical system, not only that a lot of it is just for making money, but within it that they tell you things like, oh, well, sorry, there's nothing that can be done. Go home to die.
Why do you think I ended here? Because basically that's what it was. We've done everything. I'd seen 5 neurologists. I've seen doctor after doctor after doctor. I was like, and I said, I can't live like this anymore. Like my head would shake so bad. I wanted to cut it off. I was in so much pain constantly, 24/7. And they're like, well, nothing we can do. And as my body started to get worse and worse and worse, that's what they said to me. They're like, we've done everything possible. You know, you can change your diet, but there's nothing more we can do. And I'm like, so I was faced. And that was why I say it was like my come to Jesus moment, because I was faced with, I've already died 3 times. It was great over there. Loved it over there. You know, it was beautiful, amazing. And I'm like coming here going, why, what's the reason? Even though they're like, you got to go back. And so I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm going to die and leave my kids in a dysfunctional space, or am I going to just try whatever comes my way? And all the, cause many, I didn't, and I'm not anti, people say, are you like anti? I said, no, I said, I'm about integration. If we know other things that are happening, we can deal with it even quicker. And I had that, like I had a lady, she had cysts for 20 years and she had, I didn't know doctors did this. She said she would go like on a very monthly basis where the actual doctor would see her and, you know, measure the cyst and all this, cause she was in her menopausal years and all this stuff. And we worked twice. And then she calls me screaming because she goes to the doctor and the doctor's like, did you change your diet? And she's like, why? He goes, because they're gone. Like, what did you do? Did you change your diet? She's like, no. But she goes, I didn't know what to say. So she's like, no, I don't know. Maybe it's just gone. Because she was worried if she said, well, I don't know, I went and saw this lady and now they're gone. And it's like, but she also then did the action steps. There was a few things, you know, she had to do in there too. But there you go. And they couldn't explain it. And even my doctors were like, I told you, they were like, I don't understand, but she was so good. She's like, I'm not going to tell you stop because you're getting healthy and I don't understand.
Yeah, I wish, and that's what hopefully we're going to get to, because, you know, when I broke my wrist a few years ago, I wanted a doctor to put it in a cast.
Yes.
I did my energy work and it healed 100%. Faster. And yeah. When my daughter broke her arm, I put magnets on it. I did work every night. And when they went for the first checkup, she had to go get the original x-ray because she couldn't even see the line. Yeah. Where my daughter had, and she said, well, it shouldn't really be healed yet, but I can't even tell where it broke. Yeah. And so, yeah, like you said, the complement of these things of what we can do, what our body can do. And yes, we can need support.
I believe that part of what we're going through right now with all these medicines that are being pushed, as you know, we all know, you know, their trials, it says right there, we're not telling you anything.
Oh yeah. No, you have to test the vaccine for 3 to 4 years before you know it works. So this is a mass testing.
Mass testing. So, but what I believe will come of that when I look at the energy is always that it will wake up a lot of people, because there is going to be a lot of unfortunate events happen with these people, and that's okay. We will send them love, and some of them can be repaired and restored, and others it's their time to go, and that's okay. But you can see that what will come of that will be a demand of integration, which will be a higher way of doing it, not just with incorporating Eastern and Western techniques, because they don't do that anymore, but it'll be bringing in all of these beautiful energy techniques and homeopaths and things that, you know, in they've been doing in China and India and native cultures. Like, you're going to see this all come together. It will take time because that system has to dismantle, but people will start demanding it when their loved ones start leaving. And so that is, I know it sounds heavy, but it's also a bliss because it's moving to a better society for all of humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, let's talk about death. Let's talk about the fear of death. You know, it's a big one. I had a horrific fear of death. I was raised just practical, you know, you work hard, you get good degrees, you don't upset your parents, you know, and that's it. Then you die and you rot in the ground and worms eat your body. You know, and that's all there was to life. And, so that can make you pretty afraid of death, right? And then I went through, when I got on my path, a friend of mine got a hypnosis certification and she wanted to try on somebody. So I said, me. And it was humorous because I was a bad, bad subject. She just kept, you know, trying to get me to go. And I'm like, I don't see anything. And then all of a sudden my body, if anybody's ever had this sort of classic feeling where you leave your body, it feels like it becomes this huge balloon. Mm-hmm. And then you literally float up out of it. And I could see the people in the room and I felt myself floating up and I didn't see anything. She kept saying, turn around, who's there? What's happening? You know, kind of like what I do with my clients now. And I was like, ah, but I felt love and I felt pure love like nothing before. And I lost my fear of death. So for myself, I don't really have it, but it's that fear of losing other people that's so painful. You know, I had a daughter who died and I don't ever want to go through that. And yet I know people I love will die. And last year I died. I had a near death thing myself. And it's interesting because you're like, oh no. And you're doing everything. And when they sent me home from the hospital, it was nothing like what you have, but they said, we can't do anything else. You need to leave. I was in the emergency room for 12 hours and they kept giving me more and more steroids and it was literally not doing a thing. And so they just went, well, sorry, go home, get out of here and good luck, you know? And when you surrender into that experience, it is profound, you know, when you don't have the fear and you actually go, well, let me be present for what's happening. And this went on for almost 2 weeks for me, where I was in altered states. I was going through different lives. I was repeating things. I was, you know, I had certain guides like Thoth who were there. We were climbing things and we were going places. And it was like, I realized all of a sudden, I'm probably never going to have another time in this life where I consciously can remember these kind of elevated experiences. Yeah. So, you know, this is something I want to be fully present for. But, you know, it's really difficult when you talk to people like, well, I'm sorry, your father, I have a client whose father got COVID. He was 78, survived it, and then got the vaccine and died.
Why
would give someone the vaccine when they already had it? I don't know. But, and so, you know, that idea that our fear or our pain, yes, you're going to experience grief, right? You're going to lose that person. They're not here to touch. You can't hold them. You can't have the same relationship with them. But when you can accept, like you said, that everybody has a choice and this is for some reason for their highest good, this is what they want to do, whether you can realize it or not, or for yourself. So share more about all the death and accepting death and the depth that it gives you in your life.
Yeah. Well, because we know, like I said, we're just rented here. We've rented this body for a time period and we got to understand that that's that space. I was actually terrified, even though I'd had these near death experiences. When I was still little, I was still scared of dying. It wasn't until my third one that was so profound that I was like, okay, I knew the peace back then, but you know, you come back. And so I was like, wow, I don't want to be there. Something that I learned and watching with working with so many people, and you've probably seen this, is part of what the bodies have a hard time letting go is we do have lineage. So like what you were saying, right, with your daughter. So there's a lineage thing where parents, grandparents, like grandparents go first, right? Then parents and then children. And it's kind of, it's a very big imprint. And I like to talk about imprints because disease in the body, I thought was genetic. But when I learned, I was working on a film with Dr. Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza, them 15 years ago now. I found it in my basement the other day. I was like, oh, right. And I was like, so Dr. Bruce Lipton was talking about imprints. And I got really curious back then. I'm like, so this isn't genetic, because all the doctors kept telling me it was genetic. Your grandmother has it, your mother has it, your great grandmother had a lot of this stuff. And I was like, these are imprints. Okay. I get rid of the imprint. So I rephrased it. I said, I'm the lucky one, because I came here because I know how to get rid of it. That's why I have it. Death is the same way, because what happens is we have all, so say you've been in a relationship with somebody for a long time. You're constantly talking about, we're going to do this. When we get this age, we're going to do this. When we get this age, we're going to do this. That's why divorce is so hard. It's like a death, right? Because all of a sudden the body gets, wait a minute, it's this Christmas and we're not doing that thing. And even though it's 5 years later and we were supposed to go on our whatever anniversary, but now that person has passed. So the timeline keeps running because the imprint is strong. So we have all of these memories, but we also, that we've taken on to be together, but we also have all of the memories and the seeds that we've been planting that we're going to do together, and they're still growing. And then all of a sudden that one person is no longer here. So that's why the pain is more, the suffering is more, because the body's still not only looking for the physical person, it senses the energetic people are still there, but then it's also looking for all these things that you're supposed to do together, right? So that for the body creates more grief. It creates more sadness. And that I find when I start to remove that out, that imprinting, it becomes easier and it becomes better. And I know even when we lose, the most prominent person I've been very blessed in my life that I've lost has been my grandfather, but I was only 18 and it was so long ago, but he's with me every day. When I learned this and then I learned to communicate with him, it was just there was no grief. It was just like, all day long, he's with me still every day. He's constantly communicating. And I think that's another thing we need to start to implement into, you know, I can do funerals for people, but I don't like to do them the traditional way. I want them to be as a celebration and an understanding that when we let these imprints go, right, that the pain loosens, because then you have this space of understanding. And there was a movie, what was it? Miracles. I think it was called Miracles from Heaven. I always say, or The Shack, these two movies, The Shack or Miracles from Heaven. I say, people watch that and watch when he's up and he sees, if you understand, they meet people on the other side that have left. That is like, they couldn't have done a better description for people of what happens. And I say to people, if you can watch that and you can understand that in your life, and so many people, like, just by having that knowledge and wisdom, the grief gets less, because they know when you go, you're going to meet them all and they're all going to be there. So every one of them, like, okay, you're ready. And they could care less. And they're not remembering about the fight you had or the cookie you took or the fact that you thought they were a complete asshole. Like, that is done. Like, it's totally gone. And so I say to people, if you can start referencing this, you start to realize that death is actually a rebirth of something brand new. And it becomes quite beautiful to look at it that way.
Mm, yeah. So in terms of like awakening your intuitive gifts, I'm sure that you know, when you were younger, you didn't even understand the difference between you and other people with all of these things. But how can people understand better? Because I like that. I really want to emphasize what you said about genetics. We have, holy cow, we have such ridiculous things happening. People being sentenced, literally, you know, sorry, you're going to get this because your dad had it and so on. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's so not true. Please, please. It's not true. Now, is your DNA wired that way right now? Yes. Because this was the car you were given, right? The body. But you can change it. That's what you're doing.
You and I did it. We did it. Or like my mom, you know, onto that, my mom had a condition called super. This is how bad the medical is, in my opinion, for what they say. And now I work with doctors, they watch what they say. They're very careful to say different. My mom developed supraventricular tachycardia. So no one knows what that means. It basically your heart's going to race uncontrollably. And, you know, she had so many issues and it'll burst if you don't get it under control. So the doctor's like, okay, which child, there's three, I have two sisters with her. Which child is most like you? That's what he says. Which one is most like you? Oh, my middle one. Okay, well, we got to watch her because she's the one most likely to get it then, since she has have had everything else. So she's the one we got to watch. She's going to get it. And I'm like, but I'd already started. I'm like, yeah, you take that, mom, but I am not taking that in. I refuse to accept that. But it was interesting, within about a month of that doctor saying that, I started getting heart palpitations. So there was part of my coding and my imprinting that was because I was my mom. So I'm like, no. So you want to see me dig in hard on that work? Oh yeah. I was digging in hard. And I'm like, yeah. And never had it again. And my mom's always like, I don't understand. You were the kid that was supposed to get that. And I'm like, we're not talking about that. Like, you know, like, no.
Years ago, I met this amazing woman. She became one of my most powerful spiritual friends. We would spend an entire day. My husband would watch the kids and I'd go over, we'd just do spiritual work and energy work and healing work. And when I first met her, we were standing in a group after an event and everyone was chatting politely and somebody was complaining and bitching about something. And everyone's like, I know. Yes. I know what we're taught to be polite, agreeing with that person. And they're like, you know, when this happens and that, yeah, right. I know. And I was just watching and she goes like this, not on planet Jackie.
I love it.
And everybody just was like, what? And I was like, in my first book, I had a chapter on it. You live on your own planet. Decide what the rules are there. Don't agree just to be polite. Yeah. Don't let the doctor put, because it does, like you said, that little bit of doubt can come in there and then you worry about the doubt getting
in. Well, think about it. We are brought up that the authoritative figures are the expert, not that you're the expert. You're the expert with your connection. We're just here to help guide, but you're the expert. So there's this whole imprint, as you know, of doctors and lawyers and teachers and grandparents where you're like, oh, they must know. No, never, ever give that up. Cause that creates then another line, another imprint where, like you said, it's like, well, they must know cause they have a bunch of letters after their name. I'm like, I don't care how many letters you have after your name. I could care less. Are you a good person? Are you helping humanity? Are you connecting? Are you living the way you should live? That's what I care about. I don't care how much crap you have after your name. Doesn't do anything. But that authoritative figure has been imprinted. Look at right now, the government. They have been running the authoritative narrative forever. We're gonna kill you. We're gonna bomb you. We protect you, but we're gonna steal from you. Like, people don't think about how much narrative. This is what's breaking though right now. This is 2,000 years crumbling. The tower is gone. It is shifting, but it's going to take. Yeah, exactly. A couple of years. It didn't get there last year. If it was there last year, we could break it down. But all of our bodies are purging that information at the same time, which is why now we can create better, which is what scares the crap out of them, because they're like, all these people are waking up realizing we've been lying to them. And we're like, yeah, now we can manifest more. We can create more. We can own our own power. And like you said, this whole polite thing. Oh, I live in Canada. Oh my God. Everyone's like, oh, don't do that. Oh. And I'm like, oh my God, people, grow a backbone. Like, seriously. Yeah. Oh, the government said, okay. I'm like, you really need to be tested. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and that's just it, is we are breaking hundreds and thousands of years of conditioning. from the church and the government and the family. Yeah. And like you said, all of the authorities, we're taught you're not the authority. You have to go through me. You need my permission. You have to have a job like this in order to make money. You have to do, you're never going to make it if you go out do art, you know, starving artists, like just all of these ideas that are embedded over and over. And like you said, it's an imprint that you can break. You can rewire your mind. It does take some effort though. It takes considerable focus and commitment.
Commitment is so key. Like you said, you got to keep going. And I think that some of the people, they look at you and I on here and we've developed these great lives, but we don't stop. Like even we have days we want to, guys, trust us. We have days we want to go, okay, I got to check out. Like we're new normal, but we get right back on and we say no, because we've seen enough and we know enough to trust and we tune in. And when I have that, I tune in and I'm like, okay, God, show me what I need to see today. What is it, spirit? Like, show me what it is. And then, you know, something just comes in and boom, picks you right back up. And right now, I think if people, when I move energy, my hands move a lot because I see it, feel it here, and I move it. And I say to people, just like you said with your friend, even if you guys can go, even if you don't have to say it out loud, I'm not taking that in. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe, divine, whatever you want to say. Doesn't matter. Thank you, Pokeroo. Don't care. Just I'm not taking that in, but thank you, God. And even I've been standing in like grocery stores and stuff, and I hear people and I'm just like, I move my hand just gently, like not big like that, but I'm just like, I'm not taking that in. And I'm not consenting to that. And I talk a lot about not consenting for a long time, for years. I've been prepping people of what this shift is. And that's the other thing. I love to remind people, if you want to know as an empath, you are all so powerful. What are you consenting to every day? Because it's like the vampire at the door. The vampire can't come in unless you invite it in. So if you're consenting to that person to talk down to you, you're allowing that energy to affect your body. If you're consenting to be quiet, if you're consenting to go against your intuition based on the masses that need to wake up, you're allowing, again, another hole in your field to let that energy in. If you're consenting that you have diabetes, you're allowing that diabetes to sit in your field rather than say, thank you for the information. You go in and you say, I'm not going to consent to it. That's how you talk to your body. I'm not going to consent to it. Thank you, God. But I'm aware it's there. So now I'm going to do something different about it. I'm going to, you know, command a new pancreas. I'm going to command to move my actions. I'm going to command to have awareness in my life to see what I need to change. And you have it there, but don't consent to the name, because if you keep saying you have something, it will anchor like a big, you know, like a safe at the bottom of the ocean that, you know, came out of the Titanic, and you won't be able to get it out. It's harder to get out.
Yeah. And that's the key to anchoring the things you want too.
Yeah.
Right. When you consent, when you agree, because I studied so deep into like Bruce Lipton, like the mind and mindsets and understanding how our belief works and how, because it's a mental universe we create through our mind, not our brain, but our brain gets programmed. And when you think about, if I agree and believe this, or I already believe this, so I'm getting it, right? I believe, here's a good one. My ex-husband used to get sick every time I would go on a trip. And I was in real estate investing and I was going on trips a lot, about every other month for a while. We had little kids. He didn't like it. So he got sick literally every time I went away. And I said to him, do you really believe you're just catching this? Don't you see the pattern? Don't you see this? And he was watching me do my weird thing and going, but he never saw the pattern. And I speak to him occasionally, you know, I've been divorced for 15 years now, but you know, he talks to my kids and whatever. So he was going to see my children and he was going for his mother's funeral. And guess what? He didn't go because he got sick. And I heard this, you know, through text with my kids, well, dad's not coming because he got sick. And I went, I just walked around for about 20 minutes, like, you're still having this pattern, right? This pattern. So I had actually at that point decided, wow, if you can program your body to do what you believe, then I'm going to decide I don't get sick. And it took a few years. And yes, I broke my arm. I smashed my face. You know, I have things. I got stung by a bee last year or some weird shamanic thing and almost died. But I don't catch colds. Yeah. I don't get sick like, oh, this person has it, so I'm going to get it. And this is how powerful both directions, right?
Yeah. Well, that's why I always say the best saying I always say to people, if you're feeling frustrated, repeat that little mantra. Thank you, God. Things always come to me with ease and grace, right? Or they flow to me with ease and grace. And then I reset, let go. So I do the heart drive, like, thank you, God, reset, let go. Thank you, God, reset, let go 3 times. You don't have to always tap the heart. You can do it. But when you're doing the thank you, God, reset, let go, the heart drive, and we've had science actually look at this. I had some clients who they were working with a whole bunch of doctors, and they're like, okay, that is releasing out of your body so quickly. I think you need to slow it down, right? It was releasing because the heart drive, when you tap that, it actually starts to dump and it resettles, right? The brain back to the heart and will dump that energy. So yeah, you get that through. So when you're resetting and letting go, it calms it down and then it literally releases that energy out of the system. And I like giving people tools they can do on the fly, because I was in hardcore corporate with, you know, alternative investing long before I got into hair and bought and sold my first company at 26. That was my world, right? And I just kind of would dive in there because everything else was just a mess. So God gave me some fun over there. I realized, like, when I was working with CEOs and people in, you know, big corporations and stuff, they don't have a minute to say, I just need my energy cleaned out. So I'm like, what can I give you that you can do? So as this became more of my world, I'm like, they were asking me, what can you do that's on the fly? What can I do if I'm feeling stressed in a board meeting, or what can I do to look? Because even in corporations, that's a family. You're walking into a family unit. If you're working somewhere or you're in an airline, it doesn't matter what business you work for, that's another family paradigm that you've just locked into that needs your body to start to understand. And nowadays we're in a busy world. You need things that you can do now. How can you talk to your body now? How can you start commanding things to come in now versus just maybe, so when you leave the energy practitioner you've worked with or whatever, you're still working, you're still moving, because it's 24/7.
Yeah. Integration yeah. goes on, and sometimes for a really long time. Where you notice it, right? Where it comes to the surface, like last year came to the surface so people could really see what was going on. Yeah. And that. So I know you're going to guide a process for us. Yeah. But before that, can you talk a little bit, since this is about awakening intuitive gifts, I think yeah. that we tend to overlook the body as a powerful speaker, right? Years ago, I did a course called Everything Has a Voice, because yes. everything is energy and everything is speaking and you have a relationship to it and you can feel it and what so on. And so I think intuitive gifts, people think, oh, I want to open my third eye and I want to hear my angels and I want to talk to my, you know, higher self and I want to see Thoth or, you know, crystal beings appear or whatever. Yeah. And that's all possible, but that's yeah. because it's outside of our normal world that seems boring and stressful or struggle oriented. Yeah. But like you said, everything is in your energy field before it appears in your body. And 100%. So your body is really, really talking to you.
Because it's telling you when it hits your body, guys, that's when you're literally, it's like, okay, you are not listening to anything else. So now I'm going to show up in your body. So now you're going to pay attention. And that 101, one of the things to actually awaken, you all have it, but to really, I guess, strengthen it and pay attention to what your body is. Now, this is a hard, it's not the easiest exercise to do. So even if you can do it for an hour, you're going to be great, because you're going to be doing it amongst your whole day. So one of the things I say to people is, so you've grounded your body in, you're ready to go. When you get up in the morning, just do a quick scan. How do I feel? How am I feeling right now? You might feel a little bit heavy. Maybe you had a rough night, but you know, really tune in. You're like, I actually feel pretty good. This is a pretty good day. Those are the days I like to do this with people. So I say to them, okay, get out of bed. Then when every movement you make in the day, check in, just how do I feel? You'll notice. So how do you feel now when you, you know, maybe your husband's or your wife slept in the other room, they come out of the room. How do you feel? You know, like tune in, say, body, how do you feel about that? Notice the subtleties. You can start to get that upset stomach, or you can start to feel I have a tightness. If you're going to school, you're going to work, or you're going to the drive before you get into the car, just how do I feel right now? I actually feel pretty good. Notice how your body shifts as you're on the drive. Just have the awareness. You don't have to do anything about it right now, but have the awareness. People tell me, if I can get them to do this for a week, it's incredible how much shifts. They're like, oh my God, I got to leave my relationship. I got to end that friend. I got to change my job. Okay, we're not going to do it all at once. Not doing it all at once. But they start to realize, they say, where is the heaviest feeling of the day? So where do you notice? Is it, and you know, some people say, well, it's my job. I got there and I felt my heart was really restricted.
And I realized that it was the space. They didn't like the environment because it was, they walked right into the building, or all of a sudden it was a manager, but the rest of the people they were great around. A manager came in and all of a sudden, right, they had this, I feel sick, I feel nervous, I feel scared. So then we can start backing it out and looking at it. But what it does is it brings your awareness to the body. And also if your stomach's rolling, what did we say at the top of the hour? It's a processing issue. You're having a hard time processing that environment. If you're feeling restricted and anxiety up here, you're like, I can't get this breath. Something's not allowing me to breathe through my life force energy, right? Even though we say kidneys and adrenals, yes, that's where your life force energy goes. But remember, this is that fullness of the breath with the lungs. And a lot of women, they're like, why do I have such painful periods? Or men will be like, I get this really lower abdominal pain when I go into work. CEOs get that a lot, FYI. And I'm like, because you have all this, you know, angst and this stress, and that's your power zone. That's like your career, your finances. And they're like, oh. So when they notice their whole day and they just, how do I feel about this today? And really the whole day, if you can do a day, you're golden. If you can do half a day, then that's fine. Don't beat yourself up ever. Just do what you can do. And then again, but start writing it down and then noticing. And then as you're strengthening the system to that field, you'll start to have the strength to say, okay, I'm going to start looking for something new, or I'm going to make a transition. Please don't do it all at once, guys. I know if you realize that every quadrant needs to be changed, God isn't cruel like that. Like, spirit wants gentleness. So usually it'll be end this first, and then we'll look at this, and then we'll look at that. So you're not going to wake up tomorrow with everything all in one place, but that's how your body will start to talk to you. And if you have an organ that's already off, or you have something physical going on in the body, just even right now, just tune, you can tune in and you can, and I'm going to reconnect your systems for you guys today. So it'll be easier for you. It's fun. I love doing that. But you can tune in and then notice, okay, where do I find that this issue becomes worse? So I do this a lot with people that have diabetes. They'll say, I notice when I'm around my family, I'm getting very anxious, I'm getting very angry, or I go to my work and I'm just craving sugar like crazy. I'm like, okay, this is good. So now we can back it out where the hole is being fed with that lower energy. And I can't tell you how many people we have that are off their medicine now. Like, it's amazing because they've repaired their bodies and in lots of areas. And there's nothing better. If you can remember medicine, I always say max a year. It shouldn't be longer than that, or something's wrong. It is, there's a time and a place, but
yeah, you don't want a medicine to take over what your body's supposed to be doing.
It shuts the organ down, which people don't know. So yes. I always say with people that take a lot of medicine, I'm like, you do realize it's about, I say max a year, but I always see energetically, it's about the 6 month part where then if it's a depression medicine, the brain actually shuts that function off. And it doesn't, that's why it's hard to get off of them, because the organ has no ability. It has to be retrained to function the way it was supposed to now. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And our guest yesterday, I think she was talking about how when you take a psych med or a depression med, mm-hmm. that it basically just shuts you off from your ability to receive.
100%. 100%
from intuitive, subtle energies of all of those things. And so people feel weird. My one daughter calls it sociopath. Right? People become, that means you don't have feelings, right? You don't care about people. You can't tune in to have compassion. Yeah. And we don't want a world full of those kind of people. So it's a bit shocking how people feed them to their children. Like it's, oh, the doctor said, let's, lobotomize the children and then feed them sugar.
Well, exactly. And I say, it's like no different than how you clean out your cache on the computer. You have to clean out your cache on your hard drive of your whole body, your central nervous system being, such this big component. Like imagine if you take, the reason I call it the heart drive is if you take your hard drive out of your computer doesn't work. Right. So, and if you have a computer, like if we go back to the first computers, I remember when the first ones came out, I think it was in grade 12 and the one guy was in the computer lab. We're like, nerd, we probably should have been the nerds too. Right. Like we're nerd, look at him. But
I thought if you look at how when we had Atari or you look at Commodore 64s, you know, what was the only game? Pong, Pong, you know.
Pong, and now, oh my goodness.
Yeah, remember Pong? Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're like, woo! Or you got DOS on there. Like.
How slow it processed, even, you know, yeah. You can see how expanded our consciousness has become. Exactly. Movies where they showed the person driving to the destination for 5 minutes, where now it's like, boom, 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 you know?
Well, even I would laugh because I'm the biggest Star Wars nut. Like if anybody reads my book, like Yoda is in the book, like Yoda set me on my path, you know, but you go back and watch Star Wars now and you're like, whoa, but it's just, as we upgrade our computers, we wouldn't be working on a Commodore 64 anymore. We're working on these new computers that are now, our cell phones are like these mini computers. Our bodies are doing the same thing, but nobody's catching on to that. And I'm like, they want to upgrade. So when something shows up in your body, it's also saying, I want to upgrade your life. I want to change your life. So work with me, not against me. Imagine we program that to all the kids. Oh my God. They'd be like, we're already all superheroes in our own right. We all have these incredible powers. And you can see in 5 years, more and more and more of them are going to be exposed. And if these kids are allowed to really tap into their gifts, game on. That elite business is gone. They're done. They're over. We just got to walk through it. And these kids and all of us will be able to have our gifts.
Yeah. I know when my kids were growing up, I had my school and I wouldn't put computers in it. And yeah. Computers were still pretty new back then, yeah. But I was like, no, we don't need computers. We're doing creative things and meditations and expanding yeah. our gifts and things like that. And I said, my one friend told me, you're going to make your kids weird. You know, one day they're going to have to get on a computer. And I said, don't worry. And the day that I said, hey, let's do some computers. What, in 3 days, they knew how to work it. And then it was, how much should we allow children to be on computers, and should we allow them to play these games, and are these games bad, and always this yeah. assumption. And I kept saying, how do we know this isn't how we upgrade? People understand virtual reality now. Look at how everybody is playing a character, changing how they look, taking on powers, doing something and gaining a new power, having yeah. a new life. I think that we're learning something here. Yeah.
Well, we are, and we all have these superpowers. Why do you think people love like these superhero movies? Because it's waking you up going, I got some of that in me. I know I have that in me, you know? So I always look at it fun. I'm a real sci-fi kind of nerd. People are like, you're such a nerd. And I'm like, yeah, but that's where you start to see all of this stuff planting. And I was saying to my community the other day, look at all life like a movie, because if you can look at it like that, you can actually shift your energy very quickly, like you just said, because look at whatever movie you take, if it's a sci-fi movie, or, you know, look at Star Wars, right? We had the light and the dark, we had the battle, who was going to win. Some people, you know, they're leaving, you're rooting for them to get their friends and come back to life. And, you know, is Darth Vader going to win, or is Luke Skywalker? But at the end, right? So you're on the edge of your seat, and then you got this, you know, Yoda that can do magical things. And you're like, whoa. But life's like that right now. Right now, what are we looking at? We're looking at the destruction of the old, and we're like, okay, who's gonna go through what? What level's next? And if you could look at life like the movie, and your life like a movie, you're golden. You're gonna have more fun with it, and it's gonna take the pressure off your physical body, and you'll start to make it more play, which play energy, and you know the creative arts. There's a reason they got rid of that after you were a kid. Because when you're creative, people could see the energy that God source energy brings in when you're singing and dancing and playing, and how quickly it restores the body and laughter. There's a reason they cut it off when you're like 5 years old.
Yeah. 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 It's so sad. When my kids went into high school, we were there, you know, signing up for classes and whatever. And they said, okay, now pick a liberal arts thing. And so my kids were into music, and we were very big into art. And so I assumed they were going to have two choices at least. No, one. You mean music or art or the, or shop or this or what? I was so beyond shocked by that. And yeah, they've just like, oh, you don't need that. You only need this logical stuff so you can function. And it just takes away your feminine energy, your intuitive energy. It like you said, it takes away that life force. Yeah. Yep. So get creative. Dance.
They knew what they were doing. These guys are crafty. I said, they're as crafty in the dark as they are the light. So never, ever worry that you have that too. So it's coming back.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
we want to organize the bodies a little bit, everybody. It's so much fun. We'll upgrade the system. Why not? I like doing this. It's just a simple process. So I always say to people, if you can just put like either rub your heart or just put your hands on your heart, just so we can activate the heart drive. Just sort of take a deep breath. And you probably just, if you want to just close your eyes and sit back for a second. And what I'm just going to first do is we're just going to strengthen your bodies. And I'm going to separate you all separate and together so we can do this as a collective group. Thank you, God. I'm just going to command all remote viewers, watcher energy, any energy not of the light to leave your system now and to leave this entire group and anybody watching this at any time. We're going to send all of that energy back to God for justice in only the way that God knows how. Thank you, God. I'm just going to command the golden sab energy to start to come through the system from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. I'm going to actually call in the Christ consciousness, your angels, your guides, anybody else, federations of the light that want to work with us to come forth. Thank you, God. The body may start to heat up during this process. It's normal, or it can get very cold. Thank you, God. I'm just going to commend to bring up your current chemical, electrical frequency patterns of the brain. We're just going to call them to come up. You can feel a little pressure on either side of the brain. Thank you, God. And we're going to actually bind that cassette curse, that pattern out. And we're going to override and speak in the impartation. Thank you, God, of the new chemical, electrical frequency pattern from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Allowing that energy to reset. Thank you, God. I'm just going to bring up your current sensory pattern. I'm going to command that one up. I'm just going to bind that cassette curse, that one out. We're going to remove it on every level and layer. We're going to override it and speak in the new sensory pattern from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And we're just going to command the heart drive just to move over just a little bit. So we're just going to command the physical and energetic heart just to move just a little bit over. Sometimes that can create a little fluttering. It's normal. Thank you, God. We're going to increase the kidneys and the adrenal energy to be strong to receiving a new level of life force energy. Again, removing any interference energy. Thank you, God. We're going to command the bronchioles, the bronchioles, the lungs, and the rib cage to actually reset, repair, restore, and regenerate. And I'm going to command actually the ribs. I'm going to command them to just open and expand. Just getting that big breath in there. I'm going to ask that golden sap just to go through the respiratory system, removing bacteria. There's fungus that needs to come out of there for some of you. Thank you, God. And old viruses. Thank you, God. We'll start to delete them through. And we're going to go in to the gallbladder, the pancreas, the liver, the small and large intestines, and the stomach. So we're just going to actually start to repair, restore, and regenerate, commanding them to start to speak together on a new level and a new layer. We're going to just going to upgrade them. There's a very beautiful, beautiful, it almost looks like pink Pepto-Bismol coming through the stomach. We're going to coat it and the small and large intestines. Again, removing lower energies that are no longer serving you, send them back to God for justice in only the way that God knows how. We're going to strengthen the body and we're going to remove this accumulation of energy trillions and trillions of light years away. Thank you, God. We're going to open the colon, the rectum, and the anus to allow the elimination system to be nice and strong and repaired. Again, moving that golden salve energy through those organs to repair them internally and externally, removing the imprints and the implants of misinformation and misinterpreted information that had been entered into your organs that is not serving you. And we're going to pull all of that energy down. Minus zero to infinity. We'll just move that a little bit more and beyond. Thank you, God.
And we're just going to strengthen the entire reproductive energy, removing again energy that is not in your highest and best interest. Anything that created a block, a resistance, or a hesitation. We start to remove that and command the restoration and regeneration of the reproductive area. And we're just going to re-strengthen the digestive, respiratory, and reproductive on every level and every layer, coming back up into the brain. And I'm just going to hold the heart one more time. The body to be free, to be light, to be restored, to be repaired. And we're just going to shift the heart. And I'm going to actually command the head and neck to go back into perfect alignment. It's almost like a chiropractic little crack. We're going to command it to go back into the alignment for the flow of the spinal cord. Thank you, God. Oh, and we're going to go down to your lumbar vertebra. Okay, spirit's going to take us one more. So I'm going to command the lumbar vertebra to rotate back into the perfect alignment, opening up the reproductive area to receive the new inflow of information. Lots of people have information around career and finances. So this will start to open that up for you. And we're just going to tilt it back just a little bit and command the legs to actually just release and let go and sink into Mother Earth. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So just hold your heart there for 1 second. Wow, we've got a lot of friendly people with us. This is amazing. You guys are doing good. I'm just going to hold the heart just a little bit more for all of you. It's actually expanding. I didn't expect this actually to do it this way. So it's just expanding a little bit further and a little bit further. Thank you, God. Wow. That's increasing not only the chemical electrical frequency patterns, but the sensory system and how it's connecting to the heart drive. So that's actually a full upgrade. So literally where you were, you're going to get, it's like as if you literally went out and got another, the next level up of what your body is prepared to receive on every level and every layer. Thank you, God. So I would just take a deep breath and then just sweep your hands from the top of your head to the soles of your feet so we can keep the meridians nice and open. And we'll open all your million little chakra points so everything can be received on every level and every layer. Good job. That's moving. So some you might get very, you might feel heated. Some you might feel cold. Some you can feel tingling in your feet and your hands. And your heart can also, like I said, it can skip a couple of beats. It's just recalibrating back into the brain. So don't have any worry. And you can feel sometimes a little bit dizzy, because your chemical electrical frequency pattern and your sensory systems are changing. They're getting stronger. Whew, you guys are good. Wow. I didn't expect we were going down, back down to the power zone there. I was like, oh, okay, we got to go back down for you guys. So, yeah.
So Apoorva said she's feeling tingling and a little dizzy too.
Yeah. That's normal. We'll just settle that out. You can also feel when you stand up that your feet can feel heavier into the ground. I see that a lot, or some people are like, whoa. Sometimes what you can do after that is if you tap the one side of your brain and then the other side into the shoulder, and then you can tap the left and come all the way over, and then you tap the right and just come all the way to the middle and brush it down, it'll actually reground the system really fast if you find that there's some information in the body that needs to be readjusted. Yeah.
Yeah. My guess is that's going to integrate for a while. For everyone, yeah. Right? So
it runs till complete. So some people, it can be, I've had people all of a sudden like 24 hours, and others it'll be 3 weeks. I always ask your team to be as gentle with you as possible. So if you can't take it all, that's okay. It will run till complete. But the chemical electrical frequency pattern in the sensory system, when you change them, that's where if you're on medicine, you can notice if you're having any kind of reaction, get to your doctor and have them retest. Because I have a lady, she was on my YouTube, and she said she started doing the One Simple Tool and her insulin levels were just dropping. So I'm like, well, make sure you get to the doctor and just make sure so they can change their medicine down with you. So remember, guys, when you do energy work, it's not uncommon that you got to go get them retested. So make sure you do that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I know I work with some people who've had a lot of physical issues and they're on the path of getting off of their medicines, but it is a, like we were saying earlier, your body adapts to the medicine. So don't just go cold turkey. Make sure that you have that balance, and you get the best advice for it. But yeah, sometimes it's quite shocking. I've worked on my teeth. I went a year and a half ago to the dentist and they said, oh, you've got to have a root canal here and these two teeth and then these ones next and all this stuff. And I just said, thank you, and took the information. And I do energy work and Rife machine work, frequency work on it. And then you go back a year later and have them take x-rays again. And they go, what?
Yeah. I and that's where I say it's fun. You go to your doctor. That's where you play with it, guys. You're like, oh, wow, I only need half a dose. Yes. You know, not I don't need it. Just like, yes, I only need half a dose. Or, oh yeah, that's better. I love playing that game with them when I was getting better. Like, just have fun with it. Yeah.
It's yeah. Definitely. And it's nice. You know, I do, I have some beautiful acupuncture and naturopathic doctors and different people that we integrate with because we're healing my partner. And you, like what you said, you found some doctors who are fairly open to like, do it, keep doing what you're doing. It's nice because you can have an intuitive guess, but you're also have part of you that's worried, right? The fear of the disease or the problem. And so to have somebody who can test in a particular way and show you, like at a blood test, you know, it'll tell you, but then you get to also have that feedback of what you're doing and how it is shifting things. So
it's amazing. And I've had people who, and I know I saw Justine, and they're like, lots of people have had allergies. And then they're like, I don't have allergies. What happened? You know, and so it's amazing. It really is. And also in environmental factors, guys, I know this is springtime. So a lot of times what's being pushed out is get your medicine. So everybody, again, another loop, another imprint, right? So it's like not consenting. Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, thank you so much. I was interesting because I think you were coming up into the neck or something. And right before you said it's going to be like a chiropractic adjustment, my neck popped. Yeah. It went like clunk.
Yeah. I call it putting your head back on. I like we could do in-person events too. It's, I always have to be careful when I walk by people, when I put my hand up, because we would go into the head and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, their whole head is like back, or they're like, what happened? Or they just fall on the floor and people are like, that's crazy. I'm like, but that's the energy. It's not me. I haven't touched you. I just walked by you. I'm like, there you go. And I like it. I love when we're doing Zoom and some people go, my neck popped, or they get up and they're like, my hips. A lot of times we do the hip thing, which I didn't think we would do today. People will find that they're standing different. And then they're like, why am I standing different? This feels weird. Just take it. Just that's your body realigning properly to flow in and out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So other magical things, examples or stories of what people might expect.
Well, you'll get clearer for sure. Normally when we do that with the chemical electrical frequency pattern, it also upgrades with your intuitive ability. So that exercise when you're out is amazing. You can notice this one. I always preface when we do put the organs back. Sometimes when you go to the bathroom, it can be really extra stinky. Well, you want it to be like that, or maybe you've worked out and you're like, I've had people work out, they're like, Tracy, it smells so bad. I'm like, it's okay. Like, just, it's all right. It'll be fine. It's just these deep level toxins. Because what I noticed too, is when we reset the sensory system and the electrical frequencies, a lot of times, and you know, I told you I had a huge problem with heavy metals in my system, it starts to get the toxins out. And because we move the heart drive over just a little bit, it can also, you can feel more emotional, which is good. Let it go. You know, that's a good release. Or you can feel a little numb for a little while. And that is also normal. And it's also a safety thing I find that spirit does, where you can feel like, I don't really feel like I have any emotion right now. And it's just because the heart drive is recalibrating for you to step into it in a new way. So don't worry about that. But yeah, your dreams. A lot of people, when I do the frequency, they're like, my dreams are off the charts. And you probably noticed they have been off the charts. So this will be like, you go to bed and go, what movie am I getting tonight? Like, enjoy it. Lots of prophetic messages in the dreams. Yeah.
Beautiful. Wonderful. So is there anything else you want to share with us before we go?
You know what? If people can remember, we're going to see so much truth. We've already seen a lot of truth come out. there's going to be so much more truth between now. And I always say, you know, we got to get through September, October, but then there's going to be a whole other thing we got to deal with. But even though they're replacing one thing after the other, don't go into fear. Remember, it is like, I always say, it's like that towering inferno coming down. It's just the unloading of the old. And just remember, you're here because you are the hero of your space, of your world. And we're, you know, you are a hero because your superhuman abilities are coming out, and your compassion, your understanding, like we're all being upgraded. And if you can just remember that this is a process between now and 2023 and then to 2025, and just stay connected with all the people like all of us here and all the other beautiful communities. And if you're feeling tired, it's okay. Take a break, take a rest, but remember you're on the right path because everything in here is waking up. Like, and you must've seen this. I'm shocked at how much is waking up. Like, not shocked, like, but I'm just like, I guess excited. Like, I'm like, wow, this is like another level. The foundations of people's lives are changing. And if you can stay on that path and stay connected to your truth, don't let anything out there sway you. You got all the answers, and you know, but it's, even if something does look scary, remind yourself, it has to crumble so that hand of God can bring in something better.
Yeah. Be patient, let the process unfold. And instead of that craving for instant transformation, instant completion of something, like you said, it you ask for it to be gentle. I always use the phrase, what is optimal at this time for me or for the client or whoever. Mm-hmm. And because then when we surrender to that, maybe it's a big breakdown and you can't get out of bed for a month, but mm-hmm. it could be something where you just have this process. A little over a year ago, I got very, very ill, thought I was going to die. This was before I even had the death thing. And mm-hmm. I was dealing with problems in so many areas of my body. Mm-hmm. It was overwhelming, similar to you, but not probably that level. And I literally had to get up every day and say to myself, today is different. Today mm-hmm. it'll be different. Today there'll be another little change. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Today, just the next step. And if the next step is, as a homeopathic doctor, I know that there's something called an aggravation, right? So sometimes, excuse me, when you hit the right remedy for someone, they have an aggravation, which means their symptoms get worse first, right? Mm-hmm. So you might feel more emotion or more pain in your knee or whatever. And again, like you were talking, think about Tracy getting rid of all those toxins in her body. Think about the emotional toxins you've carried. Think about the horrible things you've thought about who you are that are embedded in your cells and the memories of the failures and all those things that have to go.
I hated myself. Like people really, between being bullied at school, didn't fit. I never spoke anything nice to myself. I wouldn't even look in the mirror. Like people are shocked. Like I was so mean to myself. And like you said, all those toxins, and it's all we know. I was just depressed, angry, hurt, confused, and it's okay. But when you learn to forgive yourself, and yeah, it is a process. And I think right now, if I can remind people, between now and, I always say timing's weird, but maybe June 10th, we're going through a really, really big upgrade. And so if you're feeling tired right now, stop beating yourself up. Stay in bed if you can, if you need to. Like part of, so I know where we are, no one's allowed on anyway. So I say sleep, just sleep if you need to sleep. So there is this huge upgrade going on the cell level and also on a planetary level. So we're doing this mirror back and forth. So when we are purging, remember your energy is already shifted here. The body needs to sleep to catch up. So please don't be hard on yourself. People are like, oh, I feel like sleeping for days. Sleep. Stop rejecting your body. It's telling you need to go to bed and it's okay.
Yeah. And that'll give you permission to break those habits of I have to be doing something and achieving something all the time. And because I was raised with you're a big load, right? If you weren't look like you were doing something every minute.
Well, that was my mother. If you weren't out of bed Saturday morning at 7 o'clock cleaning, it's like, hurry up, get up, get up. We'll always do. If you took a nap, why are you taking a nap? That's what lazy people do. Why are you taking a nap? And I'm like, we got so shame for taking a nap.
It probably took me even until about 5 years ago before I could actually take a nap and go, oh, okay. You know, because I kept hearing, oh, you're lazy. You know, and we forget about those things. I was like, I know where you came from. I'm not buying that programming anymore.
Yeah. No, my mother wouldn't even sit down to eat her lunch. You know, she'd nibble and keep cleaning and working, you know, and I'd be like, come sit down. No, I can't do that. And then I noticed all of a sudden my kids were about five and I noticed I was doing the same pattern. I was never sitting down with them. I was always cleaning and working while they were eating. And they, you know, like, so this is a chance for your old patterns to come up, right? For your old things that you can say, wow, that really doesn't serve me anymore. Give it back to whoever gave it to you and make your own ones.
And remember what took, like, I know for me 18 years ago, it took a year to clear out. You can clear it now in under a day. So it's going that fast.
Yeah, that is one of the blessings about being in the breakdown, right? Is it's accelerated. And the scientists are even they're confirming too, we're in an accelerated evolution. They're watching accelerated extinctions, accelerated all kinds of things, transformations on many different levels of life on planet. So that's the bonus, I think.
I know. It's happening. It's here. And don't doubt, guys, the light has won this. Even whatever you see there, 6 months ago, I saw it and I never doubt. I don't doubt anymore my intuition. And when I see it, feel like we got to go through stuff, but we've won. We really have. We're going to hit that world that you've all heard about, dream about. So when you get frustrated and you're like, it hasn't happened, just trust. Trust, no, believe. That's my saying. Trust, no, believe. It is already done. And we're just going to unfold it over these next few years for sure.
Yeah. So accept. So we're going to give everybody all of your information is on the page by the video and everything else, but just share your website with us.
TracyLClark.com. And one of the things is if you're in the free memberships on the homepage, they're putting it on the website. But what I did was I opened our on Telegram, our non-denominational ministry page. So every day I tell you what's going on. We lots of great people there. We just opened it, but it's a great place if you just need to say, hey, I need a boost, or hey, what's happening? And then I let you know there too. So it's a fun.
Can you call that TLC?
It's the TLC. Yeah. The TLC Community of Extraordinary Living was from my actually beautiful souls and clients, because my name is like Tracy Lynn Clark. So TLC. So I thank my parents for giving me a good name, but they started calling it that. So it was quite wonderful.
I love that. Yeah. I remember reading that when we first met and I was like, oh, that's so great. TLC community. So wonderful. Well, thank you so much, sweetie. And thank you for coming and for living your life and going through all the pain and the struggle so that you could be here as an example, as a realistic, authentic person that can help people. And they can see that, you know, their pain isn't permanent and they don't have to be stuck in the old paradigm. I really appreciate it.
And I'm so grateful you had me here. And everyone, I know some days can be hard. Trust me. There are many days I didn't want to get out of bed. So keep going. I always like that saying, don't give up. You're on the brink of a miracle.
Right? A breakdown is a breakthrough. That's how we find them to it. So Pat says, thank you both so much. And thank you for coming back for all of us.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you everyone for tuning in on your beautiful Saturday.
We are so grateful. Victoria said, thank you. And Annie said, so inspirational. Thank you from the Laurentian Mountains in Quebec, Canada.
Wow.
So I live in the second safest city in all of the Americas from top to bottom. And you live in the first. Quebec is rated the number one safest city, and Merida in Mexico. Yes. Safer than anywhere in the US. Shock, shock, shock. Apurva said, thank you. Ashlika, Pat, Justina, Sherry, everyone. Thank you so much. Thanks everybody over on YouTube. I so appreciate you. Let me give you the, what we're doing tomorrow. Let me open this real quick here. Let's see. Do we have it? There we go. So tomorrow we've got Karen LaGrange, and she's going to give us an alchemy turnaround technique for reversing negative energy into positive energy. And she does some fascinating things. She builds pyramids out of different crystals and different other things four people individually in a channeled way. So we're going to be tuning into some crystalline energy, which is great. And like Reese told us on our kickoff call, we are a lot crystal. You know, there's a lot of crystal in our body. That's why we react to crystal bowls, to frequency, to vibration. So we're going to have a lot of fun. And I want to thank everybody so much. I'm so blessed to do this. And when I let go of trying to be what I thought I was supposed to be and just said, what do I love? What do I want to do? Then not only are you doing what you love, but you get to enjoy it. And all of you help me to enjoy it even more. I find that you add. So when you come to these, even if you're watching this later, your energy adds. And so I want to thank everybody so deeply. And we're going to give a moment here. We give great thanks for this moment and this space and for all this beautiful information, for Tracy, for this healing, for this recalibration. And we ask that this go out to all those who are ready to receive. We give great thanks to each of us, to our bodies, to our higher selves, to our purpose, and to this beautiful moment where we have come together on purpose, intentionally, to create a beautiful new space. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaste. All right, everybody, I'm going to leave you with my favorite Mayan saying, in la quech a la kin, I am another you are another me, we are one. Take care. See you tomorrow. Oh, actually, I'll see you in a little bit. I'm going to be doing a channeled angel on YouTube live in about 20 minutes. So we're going to have the angel of purpose is going to come in. So we're doing a beautiful angel course now. And so if you want to come back onto YouTube, I'll see you shortly. Thanks, Tracy. Thank you. Bye.